How about visitations, ET visitations, where we all know about it?
The most important thing that's going to come from the perhaps the most least expected source is the day sometime around 2015 or so when telescopes can actually see artificial light, man-made or humanoid-made or some kind of light, on neighboring worlds.
Are you kidding? Oh, that's phenomenal.
When that happens, when the telescopes in the middle of the next decade see that, that will cause such a change in the world.
You mean like someone out there might be able to see one of our cities, for example?
When our telescopes, our next generation of telescopes in the next decade, are strong enough to actually pick up the spectrum of artificial light from cities, from
yes.
worlds 20 light years away,
we're
seeing them
something.
20 or 50 years ago, the light takes that long to reach us. It's going to come from something like that. And then, through the back door, people will finally start being more sympathetic to the study of extraterrestrial life. But it's probably not going to come from the day the Earth stood still scenario, where somebody lands on the White House lawn and says, Klaatu Baratanikto, or something. It's going to be actually something we do, because it has to be something we do. Because these things are out there, but we're not ready to let go to that reality. And so we have to actually find evidence of that reality in another way. And once that happens, you'll see a lot of interesting things going on with extraterrestrial.
Now, you have made presidential predictions. Now, were they done after the candidates were nominated by their respective parties, or was it during the period when they were all trying to scramble to get the nomination, first of all?
The latest is when they're scrambling. And sometimes it was years before the event. I was writing articles in 1983 saying that Reagan would be a two-term president followed by a one-term, and then in 92 a two-term Democrat.
So you might not have had specific names, at least
time,
then.
Well, then what happened in New Hampshire primaries of 1992, I saw the man who lost at second place, who was going through all the scandals with the Flowers, Jennifer Flowers, this man from Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at it and I had to do a double take. All I can simply say is, and don't take this literally, it's metaphorical, it's almost as if an invisible hand rests on the shoulder of the person and impresses without saying anything, but simply impresses as a aha, that aha. This Bill Clinton person, this person who looks like he's got one foot out the door because of Jennifer Flowers and all that that was happening in New Hampshire, a man who didn't win in the first primary. I think I said to my friends, I said, that's the president. That will be the president of the United States. I don't know why, but he is. And it's kind of, I'm kind of bewildered by it, because I never often see the bridge of why. For instance, I don't know why George Bush is going to win the second term, but he will.
You believe that? That is a prediction you're making tonight?
Yes, I see it, and I don't know how, because I also see that things are going to get much worse. I can only surmise, and I also see a lot of shadow over him, which is very strange. So, because he's also dealing with the issue that every president every 20 years deals with, and it's a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, better known also as the curse of Tecumseh, where every president since 1840 who is campaigning in a year ending in a zero when Jupiter and Saturn are over the head either dies in his first or second term, except for Ronald Reagan, who was shot but survived, but was seriously wounded. It was the only time the conjunction happened in a air sign. Most of the constellations, it's passed through signs of the zodiac. Tropical zodiac have been in fire and earth, and these are stronger elements. In layman's terms, the air was the most mellifluous and sweet and easy possibility. Now, it was in Taurus the last time in 2000, and it could very well be that the person who died in office, or presidency that died in office, was Al Gore. His presidency was denied him. You could call it political assassination rather than a physical assassination, which I hope, if no one else dies, I hope that's my personal hope, is what ends up being. Our president doesn't die in office, and nor does the vice president die in office, because the other thing that keeps coming up in my quotes and predictions is I don't see assassination for this president. I don't understand it. I see a health problem that no one expected. I see an accident with airplanes. I saw that back in 98 when I thought it would be Gore, and then actually when Gore didn't win, I still see that potential.
Did you predict Gore?
Yes, I did. I said it was very strange. I started making the predictions around 1998. I did it on The View, ABC's View on the Halloween show. They had me all the way in New York to talk about the last pope and talk about the presidential predictions. And I learned something about myself when actually Gore lost. I didn't realize that I've always made these predictions since Richard Nixon in 68 on popular vote. I've tried to go into meditation and read the hearts of the voters.
Well, we could give you 10 for 10 and 0 now.
Or 9 and 1. I would accept that too, because and I said on shows, I said that the Gore would be a tight race. He would win by a majority of 500,000. And he did win by 500,000, but it was in the wrong states. And honestly, it just shows my own prophetic bias. I did not see or even consider the possibility of the technicality of some arcane 18th century idea. And that's when I learned that my particular focus and bias in predicting is reading the hearts of the voters. And so I in that regard, I see another very close race in 2004. But I also must say that it's a, I see two, I having a, I, all I have to say before that is that I close to the election said, you know, I think this is the first time I'm going to be wrong. Gore will win, and I also equally know that I'm wrong. And I said, I can't understand, reconcile how I can say something irrational like that.
Right.
Well, it turned out to be that, yes, I was right. He did win the majority vote, and I was wrong. He wasn't the president of the United States because of the technicality issues in Florida. Now, I'm also feeling a division in my sight about this issue with George Bush. I see him being president for a second term, but I also see a shadow over him, and it's very strange. So I will just simply say this. If he lives to run for president, he will be a president in 2004 for a second term, and that this will be a similar election to the scenario that happened in 1996, where effectively in 1996, I remember in 94 I was telling people after Republicans took over the House and Senate, I was saying on radio and TV to great scoffing by people that, well, Clinton will be a two-term president, and they're saying, oh, how can he? He's lost. He's politically dead in the water. And I said, well, the reason is the Republicans will choose the wrong man to run against him. They'll choose a man in a crony system, somebody who's not really their best man to run against him. And now I can see the tables are reversed, and I can see that perhaps the Democrats are going to do the same thing.